This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Special Secretary at the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed that all the Indian sailors and ships are safe in the Gulf region. Mr. Sinha informed this while addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi.
हमारे सारे नाविक और जहाज सुरक्षित हैं गल्फ रीजन में.
All our sailors and ships are safe in the Gulf region. In the last 24 hours, 161 Indian sailors have been repatriated and brought back to India after signing off in the Gulf region. This work was done in coordination with our embassies and missions. The second LPG carrier, Nanda Devi, reached Kandla at around 2:30 a.m. today, and now cargo is being discharged from both the LPG carriers, Shivalik and Nanda Devi.
और अब दोनों ही LPG carriers से, Shivalik और Nanda Devi से, cargo का discharge हो रहा है.
Addressing the briefing, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, today said that petrol and diesel are available in sufficient quantity throughout the country. Spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs, Ranthir Jaiswal, informed that External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar discussed global challenges with a particular focus on the situation in West Asia and its impact on energy security with foreign ministers of various European Union countries during his recent visit to Brussels. Israel's Defense Minister Israel Katz has claimed that Iran's security chief Ali Larijani has been killed in an airstrike last night. However, there has been no comment from Iran yet. Ali Larijani is the influential secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, or SNSC. He was appointed in August 2025 as secretary of the SNSC as the representative of Iran's late supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, to the council. Israel's military also claimed that it had killed Basij paramilitary force commander Ghulam Reza Soleimani in a strike in central Tehran. The Trinamool Congress, TMC, today released candidate list of 291 seats for the West Bengal Assembly elections. The three Darjeeling Hill seats have been left to its ally, the Bharatiya Gorkha Prajatantrik Morcha, or BGPM. Party chief Mamata Banerjee will once again contest from Bhavanipur, where the BJP has already fielded Leader of the Opposition, Shubhendu Adhikari. Congress Party also released its first list of 55 candidates for the Keralam Assembly elections. The ruling Left Democratic Front and the BJP-led National Democratic Alliance had already released their first list of candidates yesterday. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party has also released a list of 21 candidates for the Assembly elections in Keralam. Polls for Assembly elections in Keralam are scheduled for the 9th of next month and counting of votes will be taken on 4th of May. In Keralam, the Election Commission has transferred 5 senior officials and appointed new officers to their posts. The newly appointed officers have been directed to assume charge before tomorrow morning. It has also been directed that the officials who have been transferred out should not be assigned any election-related duties. The Election Commission has also ordered the transfer of 19 senior police officers in West Bengal today with immediate effect. Lok Sabha has taken up further discussion on the demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways for 2026-27. Participating in the discussion, Shatabdi Roy of TMC said that 341 trains do not have pantry service facilities. She emphasized that hygienic food arrangements should be ensured on trains. Malvika Devi of BJP said that the Modi government has given a new direction to the Indian Railways. She said announcements related to railways in the union budget will increase revenue and also passenger amenities. Rajya Sabha has taken up the Appropriation Bill 2026 for consideration and return. Participating in the discussion, Congress MP Rajiv Shukla said the government should spend funds on missile development program and research and development. He said the government should also focus on anti-drone technology. BJP MP Harshvardhan Shringla said that in 2025-26, India's GDP grew at a rate of 7.6%, making it the fastest growing large economy in the world. And in badminton, Orleans Masters Super 300 tournament began today in France. In women's singles, Akarshi Kashyap defeated Wai Li of Chinese Taipei in a qualifier match this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.